Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, The Next Generation, Hearts and Minds by Dayton Ward. Based on Star Trek, The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. Read by Robert Petkoff.
Historian's Note. This story takes place in late 2386, 7 years after the USS Enterprise E's confrontation with the Romulan praetor Shinzon, Star Trek Nemesis, and a few months after the events involving the Federation, the Klingon Empire, and the renegade Klingon cult known as the Unsung, Star Trek The Next Generation, Prey. These events unfold just before Trill journalist Ozla Graniv's bombshell exposé of Section 31 and its numerous clandestine activities, including the conspiracy to remove and assassinate Federation President Min Zaif in 2379. Star Trek, Section 31, Control. 1. USS Enterprise, NCC 1701E, 2386. The dart struck the center of the target just above its two companions. A resounding beep erupted from the machine, alerting anyone within earshot that yet another bullseye had been scored.
"Okay, you need to stop with the voodoo or magic or whatever it is you're doing," said Teresa Chen, as Tarek stepped away from the white stripe on the floor that indicated where the dart thrower should stand. Rising from his chair at the table where he sat next to Chen, Lieutenant Renan Konya added,
"That, or throw with your eyes closed. This is getting ridiculous."
Tarek moved away from the dartboard that was tucked into the riding club's far corner, returning to his own seat at the table.
"I was given to understand that the object of the game is to quickly close out the indicated numbers. As I have already done so with numbers 15 through 20, all that remained was the center, or bull's eye, as Lieutenant Konya referred to it. Given the rules as laid out before the game commenced, I had no alternative."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?